Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Yud Beis. We're holding roughly 10 lines from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara is referring to the fact that in the Beis Hamikdash, every single day, before they brought the Karban Tamid, the Mamuna would go and collect the people there in the Beis Hamikdash, the Anche Mishmar, the Anche Mamid, and they would do an abbreviated version of our Shachris. So remember, we had back on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we quoted from the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid. If you want to take a quick look, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, it's roughly 12-15 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Tanan Hossam, Om Lehem Amamuna, the person in charge in the Beis Hamikdash said, Baruch Hu Bracha Achas, make a first bracha. We had a machloikis yesterday in the Gemara, whether that was Yoytzer Ar, or whether that was a Haba Rabba / a Haba Soilam. They said that bracha. But then, after that, they said the Koru Aseres Hadibrois. They went and laned the Aseres Hadibris. Subsequently, they said Shema Bohim Shemoya Bayoyman. So in other words, in between the first bracha that they said before Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema itself, they said the Aseres Hadibris. Now, you may have noticed in Shachrisim that you've davened throughout your life that that is not the common custom today. That after we say the first bracha and the second bracha before Kriya Shema, we just go straight to Kriya Shema. We don't say the Aseres Hadibris. So the Gemara is wondering what happened, when did this occur, why was this change? Zokti Gemara, again on top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the top. The Koyin Aseres Hadibrois, Shema Boim Shmoya, Vayoimer, the name is Vyatsiv, Vavoida, Voida means Ritzei, Brichas Kahanim is the Dichanin, which we do at the end of the Shemon Esrei. Omer Vina Mishmuel, Af Bigvulim Bikshu Likrois Kate. Bigvulim means outside the base of Migdash. They also wanted to do the same, and that is to go and lain the Aseres Hadibris on a regular basis before Krishma. Elo Shikvar Bitlum, however, they were Mavatl that Minhog, widen the Taroimus Haminim, because of the Minim, the meaning of the Aprikorsim. If you look at Rashi, Ne Taroimus Haminim, Rashi is parallel to where we started off the Gemara today. Shula Yoimru, the Ami Ha'aret, they're going to go and tell the people that are ignorant, Ein Shah Torah Emes, the rest of the Torah, they're tough and puff and bluff, as say Gunish. The Taydah, bring your riot. You see, in the Beis Hamikdash, they had an abbreviated davening. What did they focus on? First thing they focused on is the Aseres Hadibris. Why? Because that's the only real, real word of God. Everything else is that. The rabbis added, subtracted. Who knows where it comes from? So therefore, they went and they mocked and denigrated the Torah Kedoshah, and they said the only ikur is really the Aseres Hadibris. And therefore, because Tarimus Aminim, that's why they mevatel it. And as we've mentioned in the past, that in the Svarim it says that the word min is either me'anshe Yeshu Natsri or me'talmide Yeshu Natsri. So very possibly this comes from the original Christians. And there in their gospel they said that the Old Testament, our Heidige Torah, is already passé, it's already historic, but it's gonished. So the Kal Yisrael was very nervous about that, and therefore the Perushim and the Sanhedrin and the Chazal, they were misakin. Let's not say Aseres Hadibris on a daily basis, so people should not be misled by these minim. And the Gemara now repeats this two or three times. Dan Namehochi, we learned in the Brice, Reb Nosson Oimer, Begvulim, Bikshu, Lichris, Kain. They wanted to do the same thing outside of the Beis Hamikdash, Shoshu, Kabar, Bitlam. They were Mavatlit, Mamnei, Tarim, Saminim. Rabbi Bachona, Sobar, Limikvinu, Besura. They wanted to go and do in Surah to Firain, to establish this custom of saying the Aseres Hadibris. Amle Rav Chizda, Kvar Bitlum, Amnei Taroi Mesaminim. Amei Mesavu Dem Kabinu Bnei Edoa. Amle Rav Ashi, Kvar Bitlum, Amnei Taroi Mesaminim. You shouldn't do it. Don't. So I was at Chasana last night, and I was speaking to someone, and he told me that Rav Avad Yosef Zatzal, in his Sefer Yabia Oimer, says that when it comes to the Aseres Hadibris that we lain in Shul, people should not stand up for it. Of course, the custom is that people do stand up every time the Lena says the difference. He said they should not, because the Torah is a mean, and people shouldn't say, oh, that's the real Torah, the rest of it is just Moshe Rabbeinu invented it or added like a Rashi to it. No. If you make anything special about the Aseres Hadibris, you have this potential of the Teroi Mesaminim. So Zotar Bavadi Yosef. Obviously, at least in the Ashkenazic community, I don't think that's the custom. It hasn't taken hold, exactly. But that's what he said. Anyway, another thing that he said, the same person told me that he was opposed to on the proichas, and many shuls you have on the proichas, you have the aser sedibris, and he was against that as well. People shouldn't say that's the Torah like the minim say, because the Torah is everything, not just the aser sedibris. Good. Continuing on, ubishabbos moisifim bracha achas lemishmor hayoytzei. On Shabbos, they would add one more bracha for the Mishmar Yotze. So, we've learned this many times, that on every single Shabbos in the Beis Hamikdash, there was a changing of the guard, because there were 24 Mishmaris. Each Mishmar worked 1 week at a time, and then they began their week, and they began their work in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, and they finished off their week the next Shabbos 7 days later, and then they came back the second half of the year, because 24 Mishmaris would work twice a year. Okay, and what did the Mishmar Yotze do with the Mishmar HaNichnas do? So Rashi already told us yesterday from the Sechta Sukkah that the Mishmar HaYotze, that means the Mishmar that is packing their bags, getting ready to leave, they would bring the Tomit Shel Shachar, they would also go and bring the Karban Musaf that day, while the Mishmar HaNichnas, they would go and do the Tomit Shel Bein HaAvayim, and they would go and be makrev the Bezichei Levoina to be matir the Lechem HaPanim. Okay.
That's going to be something itself.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So our Gemara goes and tells us that on Shabbos, in addition to all the other tefillahs that we enumerated previously, they would add one more bracha in honor of and in to go and give some instruction and guidance to the Mishmar HaNichnas. So what's Dr. Gemara? My bracha achas on Shabbos, my sifim bracha achas on Mishmar HaYotze. My bracha achas on Reb Chelbay. Mishmar HaYotze Oimer. The Mishmar Nichnas, as the Mishmar Nichnas is coming in, the Mishmar Yotze greets them, and they say the following bracha. Mishashikin is Shmoy v'bayis, that means Rabbi Yishlalim, who has his Shechina reside in this bayis, meaning in this base of English, who yashkin meinechem, he should cause that there should reside among you the new Mishmar HaNichnas, ahav of the ach v'sholom v'reyes, there should be total friendship and total peace and tranquility among you. Now this is a very, very beautiful tefillah, or beautiful bracha. The question is, why were they mesaken pinked such a bracha? After all, there should be ahav ach v'sholom v'reyes among the full ranks of Klal Yisrael, not just the Mishmar HaNichnas. Mos is Mishmar Nichnas. So I believe it's a Marsha that says in the back that the reason is because in Masechtas Yuma we learned that in the good old days before they established the pious for the Trumas Adeshin, Trumas Adeshin was the first Avoida that was done every day in the Beis Hamikdash, that it was a competition. And the competition was that the Kahanim would go and run up the ramp of the Mizbeach to the top, and whoever was there first, he would be able to get the mitzvah of the Trumas Adeshin that day. Unfortunately, there was tremendous kinna, there was tremendous jealousy. Everybody wanted to have that first mitzvah of the day, and as a result, they became a little bit violent. So the Mishnah tells us in Masechtas Yuma that one of the Kahanim tripped one of the other Kahanim. What have I misspoken so far?
I'm looking at the language of something. I thought I have a question, but finish your story.
Okay, no problem.
They have competition.
Yeah, so anyway, so it became a little bit fierce, and it says over there that once one of the Kahanim tripped the other Kohen, so he fell down and he broke a leg. Then, that's what it says in the Mishnah. The Braisa tells us that, in fact, on one occasion it became so violent that one Kohen, unfortunately, stabbed another Kohen. He wanted to go and get to the top first, stabbed, and unfortunately, the other Kohen passed away. So we see, as a result of this great competition to go and do the first Avoida, that it became, unfortunately, violent. That's why the Marsha, I think it's Marsha that says in the back, it is Marsha Shkoyev, that's the reason why they gave them that special bracha, that Raboisai, take it easy, it should always be total friendship and total harmony, tranquility among the Kohanic brethren. Yes, would you like
to? I thought the bracha was for the departing Mishnah, not a bracha said by, because it's a Mishmar Hayotze.
So is it clear?
Yeah.
Mishmar Hayotze says
it's not right.
They greet them and say, "Rabbi, good morning, Brucham Aboyim. So nice to see all of you. We're getting ready to leave."
The bracha was assigned to the Mishmar HaYotze.
Some guidance, if you will. Bracha, Tefillah. Jokli more weiter. Mokim she'omru l'harich. Where they said you're supposed to be ma'arich. Back in our Mishnah, we said that there are certain brachas that were ma'arich and certain brachas that were makatzir. But then the Mishnah said the next part, which is more key to this Gemara, and that is that there were some brachas that have a chasima and some don't have a chasima. What do we mean by chasima? Some brachas we add at the end of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, and then, for instance, every day a person says Asher Yotzar numerous times a day. At the end you say Baruch Atah Hashem, Reifechol Basor Imafli La'asois. Most brachas, however, don't have that type of ending. For instance, if you go make all the brachas that we make on foods, if you make a Bayer Pregov and a Baruch Shakalim B'dvura, you don't have the Baruch Atah Hashem, right? Everybody agrees? Good. So, what our Mishnah told us is, those places where the Chacham Masakin to add the Baruch Atah Hashem, add it, and those places not, don't add it. Don't go and make up your own brachas. Good. Now, the reason why we're quoting that is because that's going to become important as we go from the short lines to the wider lines down below, because we're going to try to be poishet a shayla legabi brachos that we make on food items. So the Gemara starts off, pshit, it's a double poshet to us. The hecha de konokit kasa de chamra biyode. If a person is holding in his hand a glass full of wine, vikasover, and he mistakenly thinks, the shikrahu, he thinks that it's beer, and because he thinks that it's beer, upasach mavarach adaita de shikra, when he starts saying baruch ato Hashem, what does he have in mind? Daf shakal mevarach on beer. And the siyam bidachamra, as he's getting to memelech ho'oilam, he smells the cup, and he says, this doesn't smell like beer, this smells like wine. And what does he do? And in fact, he ends off Boirei Pri HaGofen, which is what he's supposed to do. Remember, what's the story? He's holding a glass of wine. He thinks that it's beer. He starts off his bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elikeinu Melech Ha'olam, and until that point, he's under the impression he's going to finish off with a Shehakol, because it's Shechar. At the last moment, when he's getting up to Olam, he says, uh-oh! No, it's not beer. He doesn't say it, but he's thinking it's not beer. In fact, it's wine. And Baruch Hashem, he ends off Bayer Priyagaf, and the Sim B'chamra, Yotza. That's a double portion that he's Yotza, even though the initial Kavana, Bishasti, Baruch Atah Hashem, was different than the Kavana of what he said at the end, not only the Kavana of the words that he used. It's still Yotza. Why? The Inami, what happens if worst comes to worst comes to worst? He didn't realize his mistake, and he would have, in fact, finished off Shehakal Nimidvari. Everybody knows. In Mom Shehakal Nimidvari, Yotza, Dotanam, Chamishna, Al Kulam, on all food items, Bidiyevet, in Mom Shehakal Nimidvari, is Yotza. So therefore, there's no problem, there's no conflict between the Kavana of the Baruch Atah Hashem and the Boyer Priya Gofen, because even had he said Shehakal, he had been Yotza anyway. So that's fine. The question is the reverse. What happens if he's holding in his hand a cup of beer? Because of the chamruhu, and therefore during the time he's saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, he's having in mind, I'm going to end off Bayir Pri Gofen, which everybody knows Bayir Pri Gofen is not an acceptable bracha for beer. And what happens? Upasach ubarach adaita de chamra, because he thought it was wine. Remember, it was really beer, but he thought it was wine. So he's saying Baruch Atah Hashem, he's having in mind for wine. V'siyam, but Baruch Hashem, by the time he got to the end of the bracha, he realized, uh-oh, this is beer, it's not wine. V'siyam b'dishichra, and he said at the end, d'sheicha, meaning the shehakol nimidvarei, my. What's the halacha? Was he yotzei his bracha, yes or not? What's the shayla? Basa ikka bracha zlina. Do I go after the ikka bracha? The ikka from the bracha is when you're saying the shem umalchus to Rabbi Yishlam. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. That is the ikka bracha. And this ikka bracha, unfortunately, was misguided because he had in mind Bayre Priha Gofet. And then what happens? When he got to the chasima, Baruch Hashem, the chasima was fine, he ended off Shehakol Nimidvarei. So if I'm going to go after the first part of the bracha, he's a loser. He's going to have to go and repeat the bracha again. If I go after the chasima as a bracha, then everything is fine. He finished off Shehakol Nimidvarei. Yes?
The beginning part doesn't change, and the message is exactly the same.
But the kavana, the shemachas,
just to give praise to the malchus.
Yeah, bother, but what's the, well, what was the iswara?
It's look not at general kavana, it's specific kavana.
If you look at the middle...
Even the shemachos is specific kavana. That's the whole point of the Gemara.
The reason why you're saying the ending, because you hold like the second part, in Basar Chasimah's Linan. The reason why Barry is defending the other position, because he's defending the first part. If you look at the Rashi in the middle of the Amud, Rashi which says... Ella, right before the middle of the yard. Ella kami boyalon. What was the shayla? Pasach adaita de chamra. He, when he started his bracha, since he thought it was wine, he had in mind kavana wine, and therefore he had in kavana kedei lasayim borei pri hagafet. Uki shegila melech ha'olam. As he's approaching melech ha'olam, niska. Oh, this is not wine. It's sheicher, and therefore the siyam shahaka. Isma, what's the din? Vasa ikar bracha aslinan. The ikar bracha, what's the main part of the bracha? Adaita diyayin nemra. It's said about, he had in mind about wine. Vahave kimi, or have a kimoi, shesim biyayin. So if this is the ikar bracha, and that was his kavana, we deem it and consider it as if he already said borei pri hagofen. V'ein birchas hayayin, moitzia yedei birchas sheicher. But obviously the bracha on yain, the boira priyagofen, is not going to be moitzi, the bracha that you have to make on beer, which is a shahakal. She'ena sheicher min hagefen. Sheicher is not a derivative in any form, shape, etc. from gefen, so therefore you cannot be yotze, even b'dyan. So, bottom line, the shaila of our gemara is, when there is a conflict between the bracha, the first part of the bracha, the ikar bracha, from the baruch until the melech ha'olam, that he had in mind a mistaken kavana, and then the second part of the bracha was done perfectly, the chesimu was fine, what do I say? Do I say that I go after the psicha was good, or do I say the psicha was bad? Do they say the chesimu was good or bad? Which is the most important part of the bracha? Toshima, let's try to bring a raya from getting back to now our sugya, the brachas that we say before Krishma. Stoshiman, Shachris, Pasach b'yoytzer or the siyem b'mariv arofen. It's in the morning. In the morning, you're supposed to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Yoytzer Or Uvari Choshech. And when he started saying the bracha, he said it correctly. He said Baruch Atah Hashem, having in mind the Yoytzer Or. Unfortunately, something happened. His sitter fell to the ground. He picked it up. He gave it a big kiss, and then it opened up to Mariv. And without thinking it through, the sea and the Marvarum. And he continues on, Asher b'dvori Marvarum, mechachm seishor, mesun herantitim, etc., as if it was night. He was a little bit in a cloud, this fellow, and therefore, by mistake, he started off correctly, Baruch Atah Hashem, in mind Yoytzer, but he finished off at the end Marvarovim, loy yotza, no good. Let's start again. Pasach b'marvarov. Again, it's still in the morning. It's still shachris in the morning. He starts off Baruch Atah Hashem. By mistake, he's looking at Marv instead of looking at shachris. He starts saying he has in mind. He didn't say it. He had in mind Hashem b'dvorim marvarovim. But as soon as he hits Melech Ha'olam, he said, "Well, what am I doing? I'm the wrong part of the sitter." Immediately turns it back. V'siyim b'yotzar, and he correctly said yotzar. Yotza, then he's yotze. So what do I see so far? Do I go after the psicha, after the ikar bracha, or am I going after the chasima? Pretty clear that you're going after the chasima, because that's why we said in shachris, if he finished off marvarovim, lo yotze. If he started off marvarovim, but he ended off yotzer, he's yotze. So you go after the chasima. And we continue on. Now we're going from shachris to mariv. Arvis, my mariv time, pasach, he started saying my mariv arovim the way you're supposed to. In other words, he had in mind baruch atah Hashem to continue on in mariv arovim. But by the time he got to melech olam, unfortunately, he made a boo-boo. V'siyim b'yoytze ar. No liyotze, no good. Ikar brach is not the ikar. The ikar is the chasima sabra. Again, pasach b'yoytze ar at mariv. He started off baruch atah Hashem al menas to go and finish off Yoytzer Uvoyrei Choyshech, but by the time he got to Melech Ha'olam, he got out of his trance and he realized, oh, the Siyam B'Marav Rav, and he continued on, Asher B'Dvori Marav Rav, etc. Then Yotzer. Kololi Shaldava, what's the general rule? Akol Hoylech Acher Achosim, you always go after the Chasim Esabracha. No, I bazoi, with that we can be poshed our Shaila, that the person that had in hand the Sheikhar, he had the beer. And he thought it was wine. And he kept on having my baruch atah Hashem. He's thinking to himself, wine. Melech ha'olam, it's not wine, it's sheicher, it's beer. And he quickly says, instead of borei pri hagofen, he says, shehakol nia bidvaroi. So the chay can be poishit. Hakol heilach achar achosim, you go at the end of the bracha, not at the beginning of the bracha, which is what Uri was saying. Uri was very, very stark, that we should go after the chasimah. Says the Gemara, it was a very, very good try. but you get no points. The reason is because there's a fundamental difference between the bracha that we make, the Birchas HaNehenin, and the bracha that you make by Kriyishma. What's the difference? Shani Hasim Dika Omar, at the end of the Yoitzer Or, after you go Kodesh Kodesh and Baruch Kavod, the whole thing, remember, the parish of Yoitzer Or, the bracha of Yoitzer Or, is not just those two lines. It continues on until the end, before we hit Ahavas Oilum Rahava Rabba. And what do we end off with? Baruch Ato Hashem Yoitzer Ham Oireis. Ah! So therefore, that is the Chasima Baruch Ato Hashem. So not only do we have at the beginning the Ikar Baruch, Baruch Ato Hashem at the beginning, we have a Baruch Ato Hashem at the end as well. When you have a Baruch Ato Hashem, Yoitzam Oires, that Chasim is the Hakol Hoylech Achar Chosim. But if you're just making a short Baruch where you don't have a Chasima, you just have Boyer Priya Gofen, or Shahakol Nibidvari, or Boyer Priya Eitz, or Boyer Priya Doma, that type of short bracha where you don't have the benefit of the additional Baruch Ato Hashem, I still have my original Shaila. So that's the reason why we got into this discussion, because the Mishnah said at the end that Mamokoim, Lachtaim, Enri Shoy, Shalai Lachtaim, Shalai Lachtaim, Enri Shoy Lachtaim. And we explained, what does that mean? That there are those brachas that have the Baruch Ato Hashem at the end, and if you have it there, you can't take it away, you can't delete it. It's not like Tachlan on a Rebbe's your site, and you say, well, I'm going to leave it out today. On the other hand, it's not the type of thing that you can add. It's either part of the bracha, not part of the bracha. So therefore, don't bring me rayas from Yoitzer Or to the case of drinking wine and making brachas and having a mind on wine, because it's too unrelated, because of this Baruch Ato Hashem. So the Gemara said, no raya. So Jumahani Chalarab, that that you're saying is no raya, is good according to Rav, the Omer called bracha, she'en bo haskoros Hashem, Eina bracha shapir. Rav says that any time you have a bracha that doesn't have haskoras Hashem, what does it mean? It doesn't have haskoras Hashem. If you just say baruch ata yoitza ma'oirais and you leave out the Shem, you say shishka bracha. I mean, it's nice and you're thanking Hashem. It's wonderful, but it doesn't have the status of a bracha. But that's if you leave out the haskoras Hashem. But here it does have the haskoras Hashem, and therefore it does have the Shem bracha on it. Since it has a Shem bracha, that's the reason why you cannot bring a riot to our case of the beer and the wine from the case of the Yoitzer.
Because in the Chasima it says haskoras Hashem.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking about any type of bracha, if it has the Shem or doesn't have the Shem. Eller b'yoichon kod b'yoichon the omer kol bracha she'in bo malchus ein a bracha. If it's missing the melech ha'olam, then it's not a bracha. But as long as it says Hashem, it is a bracha. Oh, then taka our bracha at the end, baruch ato Hashem yoytze ha'mi'oirois, according to b'yoichonon, that wouldn't be a bracha. Why wouldn't there be a bracha contributing Yochanan? Because it doesn't have any malchus. It's just Baruch Ato Hashem. You don't say Baruch Ato Hashem. Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Yoytze Ha'mi'oyreis. You just say Baruch Ato Hashem Yoytze Ha'mi'oyreis. So therefore, the Gemara is saying is, according to Rav, you're right in distinguishing between the case of that brisa and the case that we are asking. How do we distinguish? We said in our case, you have the case of the beer and the wine. You want to know if he had the wrong kavana and you finished off correctly. Do you go bust of the chasima? So we try to bring a raya from the case of the Yoitzer Or. Said the Gemara, no, you have no raya from Yoitzer Or, because there you continue with a brand new bracha at the end, Baruch Ato Hashem Yoitzamai. That's why you go after the Chasima. But by the Boyer Priyagofen or by the Shahakla, you don't have a new bracha at the end. So you don't have the benefit of that new Chasima. So therefore, the two are not parallel. They're not good. It's not a good correlation, not a good parallel to answer Ashai. So that's a good Gun Torah. Because Rav says, "Kol bracha she'ein bo haskoras Hashem, ein a bracha shapir." If it doesn't have the haskoras Hashem, it's garnished. But here it does have the haskoras Hashem, so it's taka a good bracha at the end, even though you don't finish off melech ha'olam. You just say baruch ato Hashem. It's a bracha, and that's why you cannot bring a raya from the case of Yoitzer Or to our case of the wine and the beer. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says that kol bracha she'ein bo malchus ain't a bracha. If it doesn't have malchus, it's not a bracha. So this chasima doesn't have the status of a bracha. If it doesn't have the status of a bracha, is l'chayra I could then learn our case of the beer and the wine from the case of Yoitzer Or, because even though they end off Baruch Ato Hashem Yoitzer Or, it's okay, that's very nice, it's beautiful, Chazal or Masakin, so therefore I should be able to go and bring a raya from Yoitzer Or after all. So let's bring a raya that as long as you end it off okay, you go bust the chasima, even if it's not a new bracha. Alice says you want to have another reason why you cannot learn it from Yoytzer. Why? Because even the Amar Rabba Barula we learned in yesterday's Gemara. Remember, we started off the Amar Beis and we asked, why do you say Yoytzer Uvori Choshech? Why don't you go and say Yoytzer Uvori Noiga? Because that's a Lishna Mi'alia. And then Rava said, that during the day we want to go and say about Midas of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not only does he bring light during the day, but tonight he's also going to bring dark. And at night we go and say, because at night we want to say that the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Midas is not only darkness at night, but he brings light during the day. Ah, if that's the case, meaning that when a person says in the morning, even if he would have in mind Mariv Aravim, and he ends off Yoytzer Or, you know why that works? Because even the Mariv Aravim Machshava is still a good Machshava. It's not a conflict like beer and wine, where if you have in your hand beer and you have in mind Boyer Prigofen, that's a no-no. That's just absolutely incorrect. However, if in the morning when he was saying Baruch Ato Hashem, he's having in mind the words Hashem Yidvorei Mariv Aravim B'chochma Pseich Sh'orim, that's not so terrible. Why is it not so terrible? Because it says another two or three lines later, even his original Baruch Ato Hashem, having in mind Mariv Aravim, is not so totally different, total conflict, total adversary, total different than what he's supposed to do, because he's supposed to go mention both Or and Choshech, and he intended to. So wouldn't it have been so terrible had he in fact continued on saying Mariv Aravim? So therefore, you have no right. Here the Umar says Rabbi Ula, yes, it just says Rabbi. Okay. Nishkefelech. Kidei lahaskir midas yoyim b'layla midas layla b'yoyim. Since you're supposed to include both within both the morning bracha and the evening bracha, kikom bracha malchus meikara. When he said at the very beginning, Baruch Ato Hashem and the Kenu Melech Olam, it wasn't only on what he had in mind, Hashem Yidvorei Mariv Aravim, he was including everything, the Yoytzer and the Mariv Aravim. Therefore, Travai Yikomar, bottom line is no raya from that price to our case. Yes, Rabbi Newman.
In the case of the, you started out making broken wine and you realized it's here. Why is that just an issue of you're talking, talking today, Dibor? You're fixing what you did originally.
The Torah Kedei Dibur the Gemara uses when a person actually said something incorrectly, and then he is masakin Torah Kedei Dibur without having a 2 or 3 second interruption, he immediately changes. So if a person, for instance, had in his hand a shechor, he had beer, and he said Bari Pri Gofen, and it finished, as soon as he finished Bari Pri Gofen, he said no, shahakol mi b'dvorei. As long as it happened within Torah Kedei Dibur, he can be masakin it. But there, the presumption is that the entire bracha he had in mind for the beer of the shakal nebi defarai, he misspoke. Right? People misspeak all the time, and therefore he made a mistake. And as soon as he said the bari pigofen, shakal nebi defarai, then you can go and be masakin it. But the kavana throughout was fine. The only problem is that he misspoke with the wrong terminology. So we're now still stuck with our shaila. What's the din by the beer and the wine? Toshima, let's try to bring a raya at Misefa. The same braisa which we just brought now about the Yoytzer Or and the Mariv Aravim, it says at the end, which we just quoted a moment ago, Kloli Shodavu, what's the general rule? Hakol Hoylech Achar Achosim. Now why would the braisa add this general rule to go and tell you not only in this particular case about Yoytzer Or and Mariv Aravim, but in other cases as well? What does it come to include? My love, doesn't it come to include our very case where a person, for instance, was supposed to make a bracha shahakot, and he had in mind Baruch Ato Hashem Kiru Olam to go and say Bayer Priyakofen. At the last moment, he said Baruch Hashem shahakol nibedvarit. Oh, see, he said the correct bracha hakol hilech achar achosim. So let's not bring a raya from the Yoytzer Or case itself, but from the chasima of this brisa, from the fact that it says klolish shodaver hakol hoylech achara chosum. So it's more like you have no right that it's talking about our case, rather it's talking about the case lasuyet nahama v'tamri. A case where the person was having that same mistake related to nahama is bread and tamri are dates. Okay, so let's see what was the case now. Heichidam. And now we're not talking about the bracha rishona, we're not talking about the bracha achrona. Heichidam. Ilema di ochel nahama, he in fact ate bread. Because of the tamri. And he was in a daze for some reason, and he thought that he had eaten tamarim, which means dates. And he thought that he ate dates. And now when he's about to make the bracha achrona, what bracha achrona does one make on dates? Since dates happens to be one of the seven minim, you go and make the ala eitz ve'al priya eitz. That's how he started. That's how he had his Baruch Atah Hashem Malkeinu Melech Olam. He was saying to himself, let me just quickly get that bench roll out, because I want to say ala eitz ve'al priya eitz on the tamarim. And then that was his kavanah by the Baruch Atah, the CM. But by the time he got to the Melech HaOlam, he said, what am I doing over here? I didn't eat dates, I ate bread. So then he started singing, he corrected himself by the time he reached the Hazan after he finished the Melech HaOlam. So Timura, if that's the case, how is that any different from our case? If you're going to tell me that that's in fact what the Bryce is referring to when it says that that's our very case. What does he more mean that's our very case? Because had the person continued on and in fact said the continuation of the bracha ala eitz lo pri eitz lo tenuvas asada, he would not have been yotze for nahama for bread, because bread you can only be yotze with benching, and so therefore it's the same case. Just like we're saying, person started off, he had in mind for bari pregofen, he ended off baruch Hashem the correct way shahakel. Do you go after the ikka? Do you go after the chasima? So you tell me now, that's not the case of the klolish shodav. The klolish shodav is the nahama v'tamri case. So he says, okay, the details are different, but it's the same general pattern that we're talking about, that the person said the baruch ato Hashem with in mind to say something which would not work, because it doesn't work if you go and say al eitz va priya eitz on bread. And Baruch Hashem, he finished off hazonas oilam, he finished off correctly. So that's our shayla. So don't tell me, no, it's not the case of the beer and the wine, it's the case of the bread and the tamar. Call it what you like, but we can be poshut l'chayra our shayla. No, it's talking about a different case. He's going to ochel tamri because of an ham, or just the opposite. He's eight tamar mi eight dates. And he thought that he had eaten bread. Now when he's starting off Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, he's thinking to go and continue with Hazonas HaOlam. By the time he reaches Melech HaOlam, no, what am I doing over here? Why am I benching? It's not Hazonas HaOlam, I have to make an Ala Eitz Val Priyat. The same bit of Tamri, and that's what he finished off. Ala Eitz Val Priyat. In such a case, he's Yotza. That's what the Bryce is telling us that he's yoytze. So you're telling me, why is this different manishtana? Because afilo siyim b'nahama nami yoytze. What happens if in fact not only did he make a mistake by the Baruch Atah Hashem, but if after Melech HaOlam, what happens if he continued with his mistake? And he said, Hazonas HaOlam kulei b'tuvai, even though he didn't eat bread, but he ate tamarim, he'd also be yoytze. My timer, the tamri nami mezon zaini. Because what means Hazonas HaOlam? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives sustenance to all the people by giving them food. So that sustenance, although they were masakin this bracha of Hazonas HaOlam for bread, when a person washes, but nevertheless, if you went and you ate tamarim or something else which gives you mezon zayni, hazon would also be appropriate. Bidi eved, afteng look the brisa. That's a similar type of case here to R and to the Marvaravim, because since hazon is appropriate, at least bidi eved, even for tamarim, no. Just like the case of the Yoytze Ma'oyoyz, that even though he had in mind for Yoytze Or instead of Marvarov instead of for Yoytze Or, but it's not inappropriate because you still have a reference to Yoytze Or or Rechoshech by Yoim, you have the Goylar and Rechoshech, Rechoshech and Rechoshech at night, so Nishkeferlich, but the Maisa, our Shaila remains without being pressured.
That's a different type of Brocha. The Brocha was like Koyal Brocha, not specific with the other Brocha that you're talking about before. It's much more specific Brocha, it's a more general.
No, I agree with you 100%.
I'm saying the example.
It's a prior bracha, not a post bracha.
No, it's even post bracha. It's a different bracha. Right. is different than the bracha that we're talking about before.
What our Gemara is telling us is it just like a pre-bracha of shehakol b'diavad works for wine.
Right.
Same thing is b'diavad if you made on tomorrow, you made hazanas oilim with these bench, that would also work b'diavad. Since it works b'diavad, that's what the price is telling us, that we have similar situations that you can rely on the chasm. Yes, what's up to you?
Is the reason they're picking tomorrow as opposed to Mazonis, because Mazonis would be...
I think he wants to tell you even a greater chiddush, right? As you're saying, if it's mazonis, you would say no. Mazonis, after all, is the same materials. Right. It's the same, basically the same wheat. Okay, instead of putting in water, I put in some orange juice or whatever. But it's basically the same. But it's closer to us, even a bigger chiddush, even gabi tamarim, which is far removed from bread. The same thing would apply. Yes.
So even all this is tochid dibor, it still doesn't.
The Tochid Dibur is Mesakin if you said incorrect words. But according to our Gemara that you have to have the proper Machshava, it's not going to be Mesakin the Machshava if you hold that you go bust the Ikka Bracha as opposed to Chasima. If you hold you go after the Chasim, you don't even need to come on to the Tochid Dibur. I said a bad Machshava, okay, I had in mind the wrong thing, but I go after the Chasima. So you don't need to bring in the Tochid Dibur into our Gemara. Now we're going to have a series of Memris, all from Rabba Bar Chinuna, Saba Mishmei de Rav. The first one is going to relate to the Inyonim of the Brochis of Brichas Geshma. It's Omer Rabba Bar Chinuna, Saba Mishmei de Rav, Koshle Omer Emes Viatav Shachris, Viemes Vemuna Arvis, Liyotzi Dechevasei. Part of the Brichas Geshma, after you finish Hashem Alekechem Emes, we start off in the morning Emes V'yatziv, and at night we go and say Emes V'muna. If a person were to go and reverse it, or if a person were to leave it out, he's not Yoytze his Chayva. Now we don't mean he's not Yoytze his Chayva of Krishma. As long as he had Krishma, he's at least Yoytze Krishma. But he's not Yoytze the special Tekhana that Chachamim made. Exactly. That when a person makes Krishma, he's supposed to include in that Krishma brochis lefanel uli acharel. If he messes up, he won't be saying the Krishma kitikuna the best way. It's the way it's supposed to be said. So zokti imara, why talk in the morning you say emes v'yatziv, and why do we say at night emes v'emuna? Shneimukas is the possible hagid bar boiker chazdecha v'emunoscha ba'leilos. So what does one thing have to do with the other? So if you look at the Rashi right before the wide lines down below, zok Rashi shneim l'hagid boiker chazdecha, five lines on the bottom, ubirchas emes v'yatziv kula al chesed she'osit ma'viseinu hi shoytziyam imitzrayim ubaklehem hayam v'heviram. In other words, the emes v'yatziv is the way we start off that bracha. But when you get to Ezra Saviseinu Atmei Olam, then you see that there's a detailed recitation regarding the chasson Mekadosh Baruch Hu did for us, that he took us out of Mitzrayim and he split the Yamsuf, etc., etc. So that's all lahagid boicha chasdecha, your tremendous chesed, your charity, your generosity with Klal Yisrael. And at night we say emes emuna zotrashi brichas emuna medaber bo af ol asidus shenu mitzapim shiakayim lono hafte chosay vemunosay legalayne miyad malachim miyad aritzim ulesam nafshenu b'chaim adlichenu b'mesedenu kol eil hanisim hatadirim tamid. So that emes emuna is where we are saying to Hashem, we are repeating the great faith and bitachon that we have in Hashem, that He will continue to lead us, so to go and save us from all types of pitfalls and all types of props. So the Hagid B'boicha Hastecha, that's the Emes V'yatzev in the morning, the Munoscha, the Emes V'muna, Balelois at night. Now we have another member, the Emre Barachin Nasav Mishmei Derab, same Mandi Yomar, Hamispal Kishu Kireya Kireva Baruch Kishu Zoykev Zoykev Peshat. Every time you start off Shemin Esrei, you start off Baruch Ata, you're supposed to go and bend your knees at that time, and then bend down to the Baruch, you bend your knees, Ata, you put your head down, and then when it comes Hashem, you pick your head up by the time you say the Hashem. So Mispal Kishu Kireya Kireva Baruch Kishu Zoykev Zoykev Peshat, when you get to Baruch Ata Hashem, your head is now standing tall, erect. Oh, Mishmul, my time at the Rav. Where does Rav take this from? Just as it's in the Pasuk, Hashem, Zoykev Kifufim. By the time you get to the Shem, Zoykev Kifufim, you go and have your back erect, you're standing up straight. I have another Pasuk. These are the other Pasuk. Pasuk Shteitech, Neshmi Nachasu. This is Nachasu Nichasu. This is the Ois Gimel, Shmoi Nichasu. Shkoyach. Now, Neshmi, so the Gemara is assuming Neshmi, then when I hit the name of Hashem, Shmi, then Nichasu. says Rashi at the very end of the Amid, Loshen Hachnoa. The word Nichas is like a Loshen Nachas. The person is resting. Resting means he's subjugating himself by bending over to Hashem. So it sounds like that even at the Shem stage of your bracha, you're supposed to be benachas, you're supposed to be lying low, so to speak, having your head down and not up erect. Everything more, it doesn't say bishmi, miksev bishmi, mipnei shemi, ksev. And everything more, learning the word mipnei like lifnei, lifnei shemi, before I reach the shmi, then nichasu, then I'm taking benachas. By the time I reach the shem, soikev kefufim, I'm standing erect. Amalei Shmuel Achiyah bar Rav. Chibarav was the son of Rav. Remember, Rav was the one that said this memra. Rav bar Chinna Saba Mishmei der Rav. So Shmuel is now telling Chia, the son of Rav, Bar Urien. Bar Urien means you, a very smart young man. Tov ve'imulach milzum al yisad the omravuch. I want to go and repeat to you a psashayne shtikul toira that I once heard from your father or heard in the name of your father. That is the one that we just said now. Hachi omravuch kishu kareya kareya b'baruch kishu zoikiv zoikiv b'esha. So as the Gemara now, Rav Sheshes, he kora, when he would bend, kora kechizra, kechizra says Rashi means like a long, strong rod, and kechazakif, when he stood up, zakif kechivya, then he would go and have his head come up like that of a snake. What's the difference between chizra and chivya? What are we talking about? So Rashi says, when he went and bowed down, he wanted to go and show total obedience, total allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he made sure that it was as stiff as a rod, as a stick, when he was bending over. However, in being zokef, when he was making his head erect once again, then he did it like a nochesh. Nochesh is a serpent, a snake. If you've ever seen pictures of how a snake picks up its head, it doesn't go and pick it up quickly and abruptly. It goes slowly, little bit by little. Look at the Rashi at the top, Kechivya on the third line. Kenochash hazek yishu zoykif atzmai mabiyah haroish tchila v'nitzkaf nitzkaf ma'at ma'at. Slowly but surely it raises its... The reason why we do this slowly but surely, because if we would immediately go and pick ourselves up and pick up our heads and stand erect, it would look like as if we are rejecting the fact that we had to subjugate ourselves to Hashem. Okay. I'm going through the motions. I go and put my head down, but I don't want to stay like that. I want to go up as quickly as possible because I don't believe in this whole obedience and allegiance and the awe of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, we want to go and show total obedience, and that's why I put my head down. Oh, I have to pick my head up. Okay, I'll do it, but I'm going to go slowly. I'm not going to rush to be Zokif Kapuf. And another member, the Abba Rabba B'chinna Saba Mishmei Darav, Kol Hashana Kula Odom Ispala HaKel HaKodesh Melech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat. Throughout the year we say HaKel HaKodesh, and later on in the Shemoneh Esrei we say Melech Oyev. Chutz Mi'asar Yom Shebein Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim, during the Aser Shemei Tshuva, Shem Ispala HaMelech HaKodesh V'Melech HaMishpat. This should sound pretty familiar to all of us, that we say Melech HaKodesh Melech HaMishpat. By the way, why do we change from Melech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat to HaMelech HaMishpat? In fact, the Diyeved, we Bnei Ashkenaz, we hold that if you send Melech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat, you yoytze, you don't have to say a Shemoneh Esrei. Baruch Hashem, you don't have to go over it again, because by the time you get to Melech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat, you may have lost focus. So it's quite common that you can make a mistake. The Svarta, by the way,
Melech
Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat,
we have to go back.
By, you have to, if you said Melech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat, you have to go back. You're not yoytze Shemoneh Esrei. You have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei if you only remember later on. However, Melech Oyev Tzedakah Mishpat, you yoytze b'diavad for Bnei Ashkenaz, not for the Bnei Svarta. Why takodim Masakin to go. The fact that they changed from Akela Kodesh to Melech HaKodesh, I understand, because we're showing the Malchus during that 10 days on Rosh Hashanah, Malchus, the Chorin of Shafaris. We're talking about Malchus, Shemayim, Melech HaOilam. Yeah, that I understand. But why do we have to change from Melech HaYitzchak HaMishpat to Melech HaMishpat? Because the Melech HaMishpat is describing Kodesh Baruch Hu, that these days the Kodesh Baruch Hu is sitting with Mishpat on Klal Yisrael. The Melech HaYitzchak HaMishpat is really talking about that the Kodesh Baruch Hu loves Jews who are Oisik in Tzedakah. Mishpat. Hashem says, look at my beautiful nation. Look how much tzedakah they give. Go to every museum, go to every hospital, go to every school, every charitable, whatever. Even if it has nothing to do with Jewish ideals and Jewish midas, etc., always you have the names of Jewish people. How many times do you see the name McCarthy or McKenzie or McGillicuddy? Right there. Rosenberg and Greenberg and Greenberg and Rosenberg, you see a million times, right? That's how he is. Anyway, yeah, exactly. So, Melech Haif, the Kodesh Baruch Hu loves it. Yes, was obtained, doctor?
Jews give to museums, hospitals, and things like that, because they can imagine themselves in a hospital or a museum as opposed to a yeshiva.
Okay. Very good. Anyway, see what happens when you talk about
it. Negative look on Tal Yisrael. I'm not Makabal. A negative look on Jesus.
So let's continue on. Anyway, so that's the reason why we say Hamelech HaMishpat, because Hashem is sitting in Mishpat. V'reblaza Omra Afila Omra Kelekodesh Yotze. V'reblaza says, even if you say Kelekodesh Yotze, Yotze Shnem, it says, V'reblaza V'yigba Hashem Tzvoka is Bamishpat, V'akelekodesh Nikshash Pistok. So you see the Mishpat and Kelekodesh goes together. Eimus Av'yigba Hashem Tzvoka is Bamishpat, when is the Baruch Hu sitting in Mishpat? Eila says he made shuvah. That's our yom shabin rishon of yad yom kippur. V'kamer kele kodesh. Oh, so you yoytze. May have your law. What's taka the psak? Omer of Yosef for kele kodesh and melech hayitz rak and mishpat is fine. Rabba oma melech kodesh and melech mishpat. Bilchas haki rabbi. You better make sure to say melech kodesh. Make sure to say melech mishpat and don't go and change. But again, Ashkenazim we hold that in the yavid if you said melech hayitz rak and mishpat. Since you mentioned melech and mishpat together, in the yavid it's kusha. But about the chetchila melech mishpat. What about all those other things that we add to Shemoneh Esrei? What are you talking about? Zachreinu l'chaim, about Micha Moicha, Ksoiv l'chaim toivim, the Sefer l'chaim. What would you say? What happens if you miss those? Are you yoitze, not yoitze, during the Sefer Mitzvah? Does anybody have a guess?
Yoitze.
You are yoitze. So let's look at the toises. Second toise, v'ilchus ha-kabosi, the rabbi. Tetzorich lachtoim ha-melech ha-kodesh ha-melech ha-mishpat. Vim le-omar, machzir, oh, you say you gotta repeat Shemoneh Esrei. V'chaim. Zachrin lechayim, umicha moicha, uksev lechayim, umisev lechayim, machzirin, oisayim loy omar. To call a meshana mi madbeya shetov lechachomim, and he yoitzi dechavose. That's, you didn't expect that answer, right?
I did not.
You did not.
I know that that's not the custom.
Oh, why is it not the custom? So go all the way to the end of that long, long tosis. You see the last four lines. It says here, but either Rabbeinu Tam or Rabbeinu Chananel, inside it says Varam. Maybe that's a Chweish, maybe that's a Rambach, Chweish. Anyway, Kosav, the Ein Machzirin Oysen Mikol Oysen Dvorim, to lay Posak, Beseifer, Beferush. And he brings a Raila Dvar. The point is that since all of those which we just enumerated, the Zachrein and Micha Moicha, are not referred to in the Gemara, not the Beferush, so it sounds like this is not the primary level of additions to the Shemoneh Esrei. It's a secondary level, and secondary in terms of Kedusha, etc. So if you missed it, okay. You did something wrong, but b'di'avad it's okay. You don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei since it doesn't say anything more of the fish. Another member. Halacha l'maisa. If you forget, I'm sure it never happens to you. But were it to happen to someone during the Seder Shemitah that they left out Zachrein l'chaim or Micha Moicha, you do not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. You know that somebody else, Chas V'Shalom, is not well, or you know that he has a tzara of whatever type. He's your friend. You should go be mevakish rachmim on him too. In your tefillah, go and say, Rabbeinu Shalom, help out my good friend, Reb Beryl, Reb Shmerel, Reb Yankel, help him out because he's an ace tzara. Help him out. So if you're not mevakish Chas V'Shalom nikrachoyte, you're called a sinner. Why should emphasize the pasuk? Kamanoichi cholili mechatoil Hashem mechadoil lespal ba'adchem. This is a pasuk in Shmuel, and Shmuel is addressing himself to Klal Yisrael, and he's saying that I mispal on you fellas as well, because I'm kamanoichi, me too. Cholili, it would be terrible for me. Mechatoil Hashem, I would sin to Hashem. Mechadoil, if I refrained lespal ba'adchem. So therefore, I don't want to be a chotei. I am mispal for all of you. Omarava. In Talmud Chochamu, if the person who's in the Eis Tzara is not just rank and file Yid, but he's a scholar, he's a Talmud Chocham, Tzarech Shiyach La'atzmei Olav, you really have to take this so much to heart, as if you yourself become sick that Nebuch, my good friend, that Choshev Talmud Chocham, is Nebuch Be'Eis Tzara. My time, what's the reason why? It says by Shol HaMelech, V'ein choyle mikem olai v'goyle es ozne. What is this referring to? This is referring to that Shol HaMelech had a son, Yoinesen, and unfortunately, he and Yoinesen didn't see eye to eye on most things. Yoinesen, in fact, joined David HaMelech, who was, quote-unquote, the enemy of Shol. And so Shol was quite upset about it. So he says, now he's giving Musar to his followers. And he says, you see that I'm Nebuch get fatzurit, that David HaMelech is challenging me, and my own son Yonasan is on his side. How come nobody is getting sick because of me? Only I'm getting sick. Nobody else is getting sick for me. And nobody's going being goyless Ozzy. Nobody's going and telling me about the fact that my son has joined the ranks of David HaMelech. And therefore Shaul is expressing his upsetness and his anguish and his exasperation. But what do you see from this lashon? That you see that people should be choyle olai. And Shaul was a Talmud Chacham. So when it comes to Talmud Chacham, he's supposed to be yechle atzmoy olav. Freitimor, what's the right? Dilma, maybe the reason why Shaul HaMelech is saying that no one's choyle mikem olai, because Shaul HaMelech is saying, since I happen to be the undisputed, or actually the disputed, leader of Klal Yisrael, I'm the king, so if I'm Bitzara, everybody should feel for me, everybody should be sick for me. Not because he was the Talmud Chacham, but maybe because he was the Melech. You're right, I have another right. This right is from David HaMelech, where it says about David HaMelech, Vaniba Chaloisam Levushi Sok. You see the dalet on the side, Vaniba Chaloisam Levushi Sok. Inesi Betzim Nafshi Usfilosi Al Cheki Soshub. David HaMelech is talking about the fact that he was told that unfortunately Doeg and Achitoifel, who were both Tamir Chachamim, were unfortunately in an eighth tzar. And therefore said David HaMelech about himself, Vani Bechaloisam, I know that they are Chole, Doeg and Achi Toifel, and because of that, I am Levush Yisak, I'm wearing sackcloth, in Nesi Vatzim Nafshi, I'm fasting, Usfilas El Chek Yisashim. So therefore, what David HaMelech is saying is, if somebody else happens to be in a tzara, and you know them, and he's a Talmud Chacham, then you gotta put all your efforts into it, and Chas V'Shalom become almost sick, take it to heart, because the other person is experiencing problems. Again, the same man, the Yomer, bringing more memories. If a person does a Dvar Aveira, even if he didn't do tshuva, but in his Bayish Boy, he is embarrassed. He's shamed that he went and did it. Says the pasuk Leman Tizkri Uvoish Vla Yilecha Oit Pischim Pet Mepnei Mepnei Kolam Vaseich Bechapi Lach Lechoyla Asher Osis Niyom Hashem Elohikim. Now this pasuk is in Yecheskel, and Yecheskel is saying to Klal Yisrael, Leman Tizkri, you should remember Uvoish, and you should be ashamed because of your Averis Vla Yilecha Oit Pischim Pet. But Nekli Masech, you won't even be able to open your mouth to try to justify your iniquities. Mechapi loch, lechoyla shirasis, to mechapi and everything that you did. So therefore, what Yecheskel is saying, b'nevuah and Musar to Klal Yisrael, fellas, vavoished, be ashamed, be embarrassed by what you did. Don't try to justify your bad actions, and then you'll have a kapara, like the Gemara said, if you misbayish boy, you get a mechila on the aver. Since over there Yecheskel is talking to Klal Yisrael generally, maybe if the Klal Yisrael is ashamed, then they get a kapar. But maybe an individual, if he has shame and embarrassment from his Aveira, maybe he does not get a kapar.
Why would I call that?
Because the Koyach HaTzibur is much stronger than the Koyach HaYochid, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will have on the tzibur a greater degree of compassion and mercy than on a particular individual. If Gans Klal Yisrael is ashamed and embarrassed, then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I see my children are coming back on the right path, at least they're ashamed of what they did, so I'm going to give them a kapar. But one particular individual, maybe he has to do a full-fledged tshuva, he has to klap al-chet, he has to get pech. So to my elam yachad, therefore I have another raya. And this raya is from a very, very fascinating story in the in Tanakh. It's talking about Shaul HaMelech, that Shaul HaMelech was about to wage war against the Pelishtim. Kodesh Baruch Hu was very upset at Shaul HaMelech. One of the major reasons why he was upset, we'll see in the Gemara shortly, had to do with the fact that he had commanded Doeg to go and kill out all of the Kahanim and Noiv Yer Kahanim. But Kodesh Baruch Hu was upset at Shaul for a number of reasons. Anyway, so what happened was that Shaul wanted to go and fight the war, and he asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu directly, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu did not answer. He asked Nevi'im, they did not answer. He went and asked Bachaloi Mois, no answer. And he even asked the Urim V'Tumim, and there was no answer. So as a last straw, what he did was he went to a woman, a sorceress, and said, please bring up Shmuel from up above from the Gan Eden, bring him down here so we should be able to go and ask him and he should be able to give us guidance. So it says in the Pasuk that Shmuel was upset that he was brought out of Gan Eden, brought out of the Smedish. He was in the middle of the daf, and they snatched him out to go and ask questions. And he was afraid that maybe that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought him back on this world to go and be done him because of an aveira that he did or whatever. So Vayem Shmuel Oshol, Lo Mir Gastani, Lahali Soisi. Why are you getting me so upset to go and be maling me, to go and bring me from the other world? Vayem Shmuel, I have to. It's really bad. Uplishtim Lachomim Bi. I have this big war against the Uplishtim. Vashem sar mi alai. The Kadosh Baruch Hu has gone away from me. V'leinoni doesn't answer me oit. Even gam b'yad neviim v'gam b'chaloimus. V'ekru l'chol oit d'yeni ma'eses. Therefore I need guidance from somebody. You are my rabbi, Shmuel. If the Rabbi Yishlam doesn't answer, I'm going to ask you, what do I do? Says the Gemara, notice in this pasuk we didn't mention the Urim V'Tumim. V'ilu Urim V'Tumim lo ka'amar. Even though the Psukim do tell us that Shol asked the Kohen Gadol on the Urim V'Tumim for advice and guidance, and the Urim V'Tumim refused to respond, why didn't he mention that as well?
Was this during the time where the Beis HaMikdash was standing?
It was during the time after Shiloh was destroyed.
Then why do we have an Urim V'Tumim that's in use?
They had it in
Novan Givon. They had Novan Givon. They had the Mizbeach. They had the David went there to get he gave him the lechem upon him.
So bottom line is, the question was an excellent question. The Beis Hamikdash had not been built yet, but we still had the Mishkan, either the Mishkan Shiloh or Nov or Givon. There was a Mishkan. There was the ability to go and approach the Urim V'Tumim, and in fact, Shaul HaMelech asked the Kohen Gadol and the Urim V'Tumim, and the Urim V'Tumim did not respond. So how come he didn't mention this? Why didn't Shaul mention this? Because he knew that the reason why the Urim V'Tumim did not respond, because he had killed out the Kahanim in Noiv, and therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Kohen Gadol, through the Urim V'Tumim, said, I'm not answering you. So why didn't he go and mention it? Because he was embarrassed. So we see that Shaul had embarrassment for the terrible sin that he did in killing out the Kahanim in Noiver Kahan.
But that wasn't a communal embarrassment, it was a single.
Exactly. So now the Chayda have a good raya that if a person is embarrassed, then what? Then he gets Mechila Savoinus. Where do I see Uminayim Dachil Leimen Shemai? How do I know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Moichel Shol with his embarrassment and his shame? Shenem, because it says, right to the Pasuk, Umachratu Venecha Imi. That now Shmuel was telling Shol after this discussion, he said to him, I want you to know tomorrow you're going to go and join me. Parshup Shat means that you're going to die in battle by the Pelishtim, and therefore you're going to come up to Shemai. But we add, what did he mean? In me? You're going to be together with me in the Bismanish. We're going to learn together. What about Shaul having killed the Noiv and Oichahanim? Shouldn't he have to go and purify himself at least a little bit in Gehenim? Why is he going to come? Im b'chitzasi is chasim, but if you have busha, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a mechilas avoyt. Rabbanu Amri Mehal,
I thought the Yavon was that he was Shaulus Mason. The Noiv Kohanim, they were married to Malchus.
I'm not sure what you mean.
The sin that he was had Mechila for, I thought, was that he was Shoal as a Mason. He's not allowed to do that.
To go and bring up the Shmuel.
Well, yeah. That's an Issa Torah, no?
Okay, so you think that...
And the no...
Let me ask you a question. The Gemara is saying if a person is embarrassed by his sin, Hashem will go and give him Mechila Savaynus. So which sin was he embarrassed about? The one that he brought Shmuel up, or by the fact that he had killed Noiver Kehanim and that the Urim V'Tumim did not respond? The busha was related to the Urim V'Tumim.
But that didn't seem to be a sin. He was embarrassed to mention it because he hurt the Kohanim.
Well, why did he hurt them?
Don't kill them out.
If they're married from Malchus, it's not...
Yeah, but the Mar says, look at the Mar says here, should the Kohanim be here?
He was embarrassed about the Kohanim because they were killed through him.
But exactly.
Yeah, that's the point.
And that's the Mechila he's going to get on that over.
Even if he was justified, he was still embarrassed.
Even though he was embarrassed.
It wasn't justified because they weren't martyred him off.
No, but they gave David the sword.
Yeah, but they didn't know because David had told them that... According to Archibald here, David had told them that
he was working on behalf of Shaul, and not that he was fighting against.
And the Gemara said, "Your Urim V'Tumim didn't answer him, because the Archibald was angry. That's why."
Obviously, it wasn't because he was mala and mala. He went to a sorcerer. The person was handed prior to. An answer.
Anyway, maybe the answer that everybody's right, because notice that it says so maybe Dr. Goldfarb and Reb Simcha and everybody's right that in fact it's a mechilas avoinus for everything. Okay, this is already that's already beyond the iver of the Gemara. In other words, how far? That's not what I'm saying. That's what the Gemara is saying. But the point is, a valid person should do tshuva. Don't rely on this Gemara and say, "Oh, I'm pretty ashamed about the things that I did." Okay, I don't have to bother going and fasting in Yom Kippur. I don't have to bother going and asking Kodesh Baruch Hu for tshuva or asking for mechilas avoinus. You should do that too. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara, Rabban Amri Mehocha, Rabban say, have another raya that a Kodesh Baruch Hu give Mechilas Avoinus, because it says, Vekanam Lashem, and give a shol, Bechir Hashem. Now, what is this all about? This is now the aftermath of the Mais and Noiver Kahanim, where that the Givonim who lived in Noiv were similarly adversely affected by what Shol HaMelech had commanded Doeg to do. What are we talking about? Because in Noiver Kahanim, the Kahanim were doing the Avoitim, and the Kahanim had Misharsim. Misharsim means they had helpers and assistants. Who were those assistants? Those were the Givonim. Now, Givonim, as we know, were originally Goyim, and they were Megayer, and they should not have been accepted into Klal Yisrael because of the fact that they were from the Umayyads that lived in Eretz Yisrael, which is like Sechayah called Neshama, but they came with tattered clothing, and they acted as if they are from a far-off Medina, somewhere in China, or India, or Chweiss, and therefore they were accepted, and after the Klal Yisrael realized the ruse that they had done, then they made them which means that they had very menial jobs. They were the wood choppers and they were the water drawers and the water carriers. Okay, now, who did they help out in doing their water carrying and the chopping of the wood? They were helping out the Kehanim. But since the Kehanim Nebuch had been killed out because of Sholem Melech's command to Doeg to go and kill them. And for those of you who are wondering, why in fact did Sholem Melech say to kill all of those Kehanim? You heard briefly before from Brother Shai, B'Shem the Art Scroll, B'Shem Tanakh, that it's in the Tanakh. The reason is because when David HaMelech was fleeing from Shol, he came to the city of Noiv, and he asked that they should go and support him. They were misled, they were under the impression that he was together with Shol, when in fact he was running and fleeing from Shol. And then after that, when Shol and Doeg heard about this, Doeg went and snitched. He was one of the first Bali Loshon Hara to Shol HaMelech and said, you know why these Noiv guys, they went and supported David? Because they're supporting your enemies, they're supporting your adversaries, these are bad guys. And then Shol HaMelech said, you're right, Doeg, kill them all out. So obviously he shouldn't have done that, but he did it. Now, as a result of the Noiv being killed, all those Kahanim, among those that were killed were also some of the Givonim, and even those Givonim that were not killed, they lost their source of Parnassa, because their Parnassa was to go and supply the wood and the water for the Kahanim in Noiv, and for sure, if there's no Kahanim, there's nothing for them to supply. So then they lost all the Parnassus, and it was a terrible thing. Anyway, they come later on to David HaMelech, and they say, as a kapara for what Shaul did, we want to go and kill Shaul's children. And they wanted to go and hang seven of them. So it says in the passage, Ve'ikanam Lashem b'giva Shaul, they're going to be hung in Givat Shaul, not Givat Shaul, which you have today in Yerushalayim, Givat Shaul, but in Givat Shaul, and Givat Shaul, who's the Bechir Hashem. Now the Gemara tells us that obviously the words Bechir Hashem were not the Givonim speaking, and say, let's hang them up in Givat Shaul, who was the Bechir Hashem. As far as they were concerned, after Shaul's name, they probably said something like Yemach, etc. They wouldn't go and say Bechir Hashem, you know, Zatzal. Because after all, they were very angry about what Shaul did. So says the Gemara, Yotze Basko V'Omra Bechir Hashem. They said, V'Karam Hashem V'Giva Shaul, let's go and hang up the children of Shaul and Giva Shaul. Period. And then a Kodesh Baruch Hu said, don't forget, he's Bechir Hashem. What do you mean Bechir Hashem? He did all of these terrible avedas, including Dr. Goldfarb's aveda of being of Shmuel, including of Simcha's aveda of killing out the Kehanim. Says the Rabbi Yishlam, because he did it with Busha, you're so ashamed of it. Bechir Hashem, there's a Mechilas Avoinus. So any more about it. Amr Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvida. Bikshu the Kvoya Parshis Bolim Krishma. Ah, Now that we went through all of those beautiful memories of Rav Barchina Sabam Shmei the Rav, we come back to Kriya Shema. And originally the Chachom were thinking that every time we go and learn Krishma, we should also learn Parshas Balak as part of Krishma. That I don't have to tell you, Parshas Balak is quite a lengthy sedra, and that would have increased the length of Kriya Shema considerably. Why were they not kriyeved? Mishum terech tiva. It's like Rosh Hashanah, and people would be looking at their clocks and their watches. I got to be an appointment. It's already late. It's already taking this parshas bulk. It's taking 25 minutes. I can't wait so long. Straight to my time. And why did they want to go institute to go and say bulk is part of Kriya Shema? Ilay mishum terech tiva, because it says in parshas bulk. Kel moitziyam mimitzroyim, and therefore we want to go and add an inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kriya Shema. So what's the greatest inyan of being adding Yetzias Mitzrayim? So if you put your finger here for 1 second and jump to the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud, the Mishnah is quoting from the Haggadah that we say on Seder night. Anyway, bottom line is the mitzvah to go and be masker the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim both during the day and at night, as we'll learn in the Mishnah and Yet Shem tomorrow. Oh, so since it's an inyan of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, they're good. Let's go and say the parish of Balak. There is the pasuk Gekel Mitzim Mitzrayim. Join. So that's a wonderful thing. Pray to more, but if that's the case, if that's your concern, Lema Parshas Rivas or Parshas Mishkolos. Why don't we instead go and quote from the Parshas Rivas and Parshas Mishkolos? What's the benefit of going and mentioning those two psukim? If you look at Ois Yud and Yud Aleph, it says here, Al Tikach Me'itay Neshe Vesarvis Reishim Al-Kecha B'chay Achicha Imach, that's Rivas, Neshe Vesarvis, Eskach B'chol Yisita Le'i Meneshech U'marvis L'Sita Nechlech. You know why? Ani Yeshem Al-Kecha M'she says Eskham Yer, it's a sign V'yeslechem, L'Sleislechem, it says Kenon. Oh, so it says Yitzis Vesarvis. Then let's go on to the next parasha. Moiz Neitzedek, Av Neitzedek, Eva Tzedek, Vintzedek, Yer Lechem, Ani Yeshem Al-Kecha M'she says Eskham Yer, that's right. So says Yimara, how long did it take us to say those few words? It took us 10 seconds, 30 seconds. Mamish Gurish. So if you want to dafka insert something about Yetzias Mitzrayim, don't talk about adding the whole Parshas Balak of twice 120, 150 psukim. Just go and say Parshas Rivas and Parshas Mishkolos, which is just two or three psukim. You can say the thing very quickly. The same venue Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that cannot be the reason why they wanted to insert Parshas Balak and Krishma. There had to be a different reason. Ela Rabbi Yosef bar Avin, Mishum Dechsiv Bo, Haikra, it says this pasuk in Parshas Balak, Kora Shochav Kari, Uchlavim Mi Yikimenu. So what does it have to do with anything? Because Kora Shochav is B'shoch B'chor, Uchlavim Mi Yikimenu is Uvekumacha. Since you're supposed to say Krishma V'shinam Tu Venech V'dibar Tebam V'shit V'isech V'lech V'lech U'veshach V'cha U'vekumecha, they wanted to bring this Pasuk Arayin, which talks about Shechiva and Kima. Okay, so Lema Haikra, Haik Psukav Zulay Gemir Kol Zulay. What do you have to go and say? The Gansin Parshas Balak. Say what Pasuk? Only takes a few seconds. So where Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah called Parshas Pasuk Moshe Beinu Paskina. So Pasuk Moshe Beinu Loi Paskina. Any Parshas that Moshe Beinu broke down into different segments, well, we can bring it down. We can break it down too. But if Moshe Beinu kept it intact as one Parsha, we cannot break it down. We break down on Shabbos. We have multiple Aliyahs when we learn Parshas Balak, because your das is to go and finish the whole parsha. Similarly, on Mondays and Thursdays, we learn only until Shiny from Parshas Balak, because we intend finishing the whole parsha on Shabbos. But if you intend only stopping with one pasuk, that you can't do. So therefore, if we're going to go insert the entire Parshas Balak, that would take us another 10, 15, 20 minutes. They didn't want to do it. So in fact, what do we do as the medium to remind us of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Oh, Parshas Tzitzis. Parshas Tzitzis name Makavua. Parshas Tzitzis means the third parsha of Kriya Shema. Why did they install that, insert that as part of the three parshas? Because it has in it five special items. What are those five? Mitzvah Tzitzis is one. Yetzias Mitzrayim is two. Oil Mitzvah is three. Das Minim is four. Hira Veda is five. Hira Veda Zara is six. didn't you say there's five Dvarim and you say there's six? So of course all the Achrayim ask that kasha. You say we say Krishma because of five, and in fact there are six reasons that the Gemara enumerates. It's a bit of a hot potato, all the Mepharshim Muchenzach. So some say that Hir Aveira and Hir Avodah Zarah, they're both Hir Hurim, therefore it's one and the same. Others say because Hir Avodah Zarah is the same as Das Minim, because Rashi here, when he talks about Minus, if you look at Rashi, about 15 lines on the bottom of the Rashi's Minus, the Elil. El is like Sifno Elho Elilim. Ah, Elilim is referring to Avodah Zarah, to statues, to idols. So they say that maybe Minus and Avodah Zarah is the same. Finally, the Vilna Goyen says a much simpler answer. He says that the reason why they took the third parish is because Yitzhiz Mitzrayim. We just got finished saying,
right,
you have to be Maski Yitzhiz Mitzrayim Balevis. Parish of Tzitzis has an additional ma'ala that besides Yitzhiz Mitzrayim, we also have the other Chamisha Dvar. Okay, it would be nice if Yitzhiz Mitzrayim wouldn't come in number two, it would be number one, or wouldn't be mentioned at all. Okay, but the Maisa, that's the Kasha, and that's the Vilna Goyen's text. Zot Yimara. Where do we find all of these six mentioned in the Parsha Sittis? It's Mishlei, Mahani, Plas, Mepharshim. Three out of six are crystal clear, expressive. Oil mitzvah, Dechsever, Isa, Moise, Uschatim, Eskal, Mitzvah, Hashem. So that tells us you can have the oil mitzvahs. Tzitzis, Dechsever, Asulam, Tzitzis, Al-Kanfi, Bidem, Androys, Tzitzis, it says Tzitzis, that's the double portion. It says the tribe, Dechsever, at the end, and Isha, Mekecham, Asher, it says, Yes, Chamer, and Tzitzraim, Yer, Tzitzraim, Yer, Shem, Al-Kashor, it says, it says, it says, Ela das minim here avera beira avera zara minol. We didn't say those other three. The zanya loyse suru achre the vavchem zuminus. Don't go after your heart. That means minus. How do I see? Chenu oima oma novel beliboy beliboy ain elikim. Oh, so since it says liboy and here it says vavchem ain elikim, that's an inyan of minus. It says loyse achre the vavchem achre enechem. Achre enechem zihir avera. Shenem it's in the pasuk v'yom shimshen elavim oisa. I want this woman. She looks pretty, and I want to go marry her. So that's inyan of erva of aroyis of looking at women, etc. Here aveda, right? So achrei neichem is referring to the kihi yishar beinai. Finally, I would think is an inyan of znus, right. And in fact it is an inyan of znus, but not znus in the classical sense with a different woman. They left HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they went with their mistress. Who is the znus, the mistress? The Ba'olim, the Avodah Zarah of Baal. So that's how we know all the six things in Kriyat Shema. To be continued, Shem, tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.